Hey everyone, thank you for joining us today. My name is Jason Hansen and I'm a PM on Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes, and I'm excited to talk to you today about what we've built. So for the agenda, we're going to start with an overview about Azure Arc. We're going to dig into the Kubernetes features and capabilities. We'll wrap that up into a key customer scenario, and then we'll dive in and we'll see Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes in action. Now we've got a bunch of team members or folks from our team who are in chat. And as questions come up throughout the presentation, please feel free to throw those questions into chat, and we'll either answer them in flight or at the end. We've reserved some time for a specific Q&A, so keep them flowing and say hi to our team if you see them there. So let's go ahead and talk about Azure Arc at a high level. So Azure Arc has been built in response to the fact that our customers' application requirements are continuing to evolve. And this happens across a number of different vectors. First is the sheer number of applications that you're dealing with, especially across a number of different form factors. So that can include apps that are deployed in VMs, apps that are deployed on containers, and across a number of different languages and frameworks. Additionally, those applications also need to run across a diverse set of infrastructures. So that could be data center assets that you own today. It could be managed hosting providers that you're using. It could be a set of remote office, branch office locations where you've got sites spread all over the world. And increasingly, we also have customers who are deploying in a multi-cloud disposition, whether or not that's for business continuity and disaster recovery, or whether or not that's because you need to get your applications closer to a specific set of customers. And the question arises, how do you, within your organization, govern and operate across these disparate environments? How do you ensure that you've got end-to-end security across the entire organization? And how do you best enable your developers to make sure that they can operate in this environment? So if we look at the Azure platform itself, you know, Azure has been built from the ground up to be hybrid. Now, we have some existing form factors. The Azure cloud itself is deployed across 50 or more regions. We've got thousands of services deployed with millions of resources under management. We also have form factors like Azure Stack, which is an integrated hardware and software solution, which allows you to use compute, storage, and networking resources in a disconnected scenario or connected. We also have Azure IoT, which allows you to target any edge and any device. Now, Azure Arc fits in the middle, and what we're doing with Azure Arc is we want to be able to attach to any data center and any cloud and really bring the set of capabilities that we've developed as part of the Azure platform into your environment. So let's go ahead and unpack that a little bit from an architecture standpoint and see what that looks like. So on the left-hand side, we're going to unpack this slide. So on the left-hand side, we have you, Azure customers. We have the set of common tools and experiences that you use today to interact with the platform. That includes things like Azure Portal, the Cloud Shell, the CLI tool that you use today. Down at the bottom layer, we have the set of Azure resources that are provisioned and running on Azure infrastructure. So that includes things like virtual machines, service fabric, containers, all the set of services that you can provision from the portal today. Now, on top of that is the layer that glues all of this together, and that's Azure Resource Manager. Azure Resource Manager is the front door for the entire Azure platform. And in that layer, we have a set of capabilities that are uniform and consistent across all of our services. So from the organization and inventory standpoint, when you provision or create a resource, you can place this into a subscription. You can put that resource into a resource group. You can tag that resource as well, and that allows you to search and query over your entire resource portfolio, no matter where that resource is provisioned. From an access and security standpoint, you also have role-based access control, which allows you to say who can and can't see a particular resource or who can and can't interact with that resource on the Azure Fabric. Now, down below, we have governance and compliance, powerful services like Azure Policy, which allow you to make statements over your infrastructure. So, for example, no public IP addresses can be provisioned in this particular resource group, or only these sets of VM SKUs can be used in this subscription. Set of common capabilities that are uniform across all of the various resource types. Now, at the very top, we have a set of management services, which are powered by and enabled by the Azure Resource Manager layer. And those are things like Azure Monitor, a common place for you to send all of your logs, telemetry, and metrics for services. We have Azure Update Service, we have Azure Backup and Security Center, and all of those management services are enabled by this Azure Resource Manager layer. Now, how Azure Arc fits into the picture is that we built a set of connective tissue that allows you to attach resources that aren't running on Azure infrastructure into the Azure Resource Manager. We support Azure Arc for servers, Kubernetes, and data services, and that allows you to attach those form factors into the resource manager layer and start to be able to target them with Azure Management Services. So what does this give you? So there are three key scenarios within Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes. First is organization and inventory. And so say you have a number of Kubernetes clusters, they're deployed across a number of different locations. How do you go get a list of all of them? Well, by onboarding those clusters into Azure through Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes, you're able to have a unified view and a consistent view in the Azure portal using Azure CLI and Azure SDK. From an application management and configuration standpoint, we've also built out a service that allows you to deploy apps and configuration to those Kubernetes clusters, no matter where they are. And you can target 1, 10, or hundreds of clusters with a few simple clicks or API calls. Last is enabling consistency through policy-based management. And what that allows you to do is to state, hey, any Kubernetes cluster that is attached to this specific resource group, which may map to either a region for you or some business initiative, any cluster attached to that resource group should be running these applications and have these configurations. And that gives you an at-a-glance dashboard of your compliance state. So if someone attaches a cluster using Azure Arc, and it doesn't have the config applied, that will either be surfaced or will in the compliance dashboard, or you'll be able to create a remediation task, which then applies that configuration automatically for you. So let's wrap this up in a customer scenario. So we've got a business with hundreds of locations, and they're moving all in on containers on top of Kubernetes. And they're faced with the challenge of how to make sure that they can uniformly deploy, configure, and manage their applications across all of the sites and locations that they have. Now, from a business requirement standpoint, as they grow or change the topology of their organization, they need to be able to quickly bootstrap that location with all of the required applications and the configuration. And additionally, we need to unlock a number of day two scenarios. We need to have IT be able to monitor the governance and compliance of that site to make sure that the required security practices are in place and up to date. We need development and application teams to be able to monitor their infrastructure and their applications. And critically, we want to be able to integrate with the existing DevOps tool chains and deployment tools that team is using already. So how Azure Arc helps in this particular context, again, by bringing all of the clusters into a single pane of glass, we can have asset organization and inventory. We get a unified view in the Azure portal across all of their locations, no matter where those clusters are deployed. From a configuration management standpoint, we have that GitOps-based config and application deploy service, which allows you to encode your desired state for your clusters and your applications, check that into a Git repo, and then apply that again to one or more clusters. Backing that up with policy-driven configuration allows you to see at a glance the compliance state of your entire real estate, no matter where that's running. And again here, that we're making a bet on the Kubernetes ecosystem and the power of those APIs. So if you have an existing development tool chain that is producing containers, producing Kubernetes manifests or Helm charts, we can consume those artifacts and deploy them with very little change. So let's go ahead and see Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes in action. And we're going to go ahead and run a demo that I recorded earlier, and I'll see you in a few minutes. All right, so let's dig in and see what Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes can do for you. I'm going to go ahead and start at the portal, and I'm going to go ahead and dig into a resource group that's going to hold all the clusters that I'm connecting to Azure for management. Let's go ahead and dig in and take a look. I've already onboarded three clusters, my demo 1, 2, and 3, and we're going to attach a new cluster into this resource group. To do that, I'm going to switch over to my terminal, and I'm going to run an Azure CLI command to onboard or connect this cluster. Here we are in the cluster in my terminal, and let's go ahead and run that Azure CLI command. Now behind the scenes, the Azure CLI is going to target a resource group, and we're going to name this cluster. Additionally, the CLI verifies that we have connectivity to the Kubernetes cluster. It uses Helm, the Kubernetes package manager, to deploy our operators into the Azure Arc namespace. Now in the top of the terminal, as these agents deploy, you'll see them light up as standard Kubernetes deployments and their associated or related containers. Here you can see them start up. As the container images pull down, the operators will all light up and we'll finish connecting this cluster to Azure. Once this is done, the CLI command will return and will give us back that Azure Resource Manager ID, as well as all of the information about this cluster. Now, as the agents finish starting, I'm gonna go ahead and jump back over to the portal and we'll go ahead and click refresh. And we'll see that this cluster is continuing to onboard. Now, while that finishes, let's go ahead and take a look at my demo 3, a cluster that I connected earlier. Now here you can see some simple metadata about the cluster. We have on the right hand side, we have agent version, Kubernetes version, and total node count. And this is just some basic metadata that allows you to inventory your fleet. Now, since this is now a resource in Azure Resource Manager, we can do things like apply tags to it, and we can use Azure role-based access control to control who can see and not see this particular cluster. But now that it's onboarded, let's go ahead and start deploying our application. And to do that, we're going to go ahead and dip into the configuration section on the left. Now, what configurations allows us to do is to connect this cluster to one or more Git repositories that hold our application definitions. Now, the system behind this is GitOps-based, which for folks who haven't heard that term before, is an extension of infrastructure as code. And what that means is a developer that as I package up my app to be deployed to Kubernetes, either using raw Kubernetes manifests or Helm charts, I can check those into a Git repo and then bind that repo to my cluster. So let's go ahead and see what that looks like. By clicking Add Configuration, we get a few parameters here that we need to fill out. Now, this is a lot of typing, so I'm going to jump back to the CLI again, and we're going to get this going in the background. So let's go ahead and use the CLI again, and here we will go ahead and apply this config. Now, this configuration has been created in Azure Resource Manager, and the agents that are running in our cluster will see that this configuration has been applied, and they'll get busy and to work. So quick refresh, here we can see the app config has been applied to this cluster. And the agents are busy doing their work. So let's go ahead and take a look at this Git repo and see what it looks like. Now, here we are in GitHub, and this is a very simple Git repo that holds my app. There's a manifest folder, and in manifests, if we dig in, you can see the set of YAML files which define my application. I've got a set of APIs, I've got a database, and some front ends here. Let's go ahead and click into one and see what that looks like. And for folks who are familiar with Kubernetes, this is standard Kubernetes manifest files. There's nothing, no magic sauce here. As a matter of fact, any valid Kubernetes resource, or CRD, for example, can be checked into this repo and can be deployed by our configuration management service. Additionally, if you're using something like a tool like Helm to package your application or package your Kubernetes manifest together, you can check in a reference to a Helm chart and config management service will deploy it. Now, one of the great things about GitOps is if I need to make a change to my application, we can do that by opening a pull request. So here we have a pull request, and this adds a new microservice into my existing application. Now, the great thing about GitOps is that all changes to my apps are tracked in Git. And using GitHub, for example, we can back this with a CI pipeline, we can have multiple reviewers, we can have sign-offs, we can have arbitrarily complex workflows. But basically, this allows you to review a change. And once you've reviewed this change, we can simply merge this pull request. And as soon as the clusters that are tracking this repo see that update, they'll fast forward the applications. It's a really great way to keep our apps in sync, and our CI system doesn't need direct access to our clusters. So let's check in on our app config and see how that's going. All right, so the operator is installed and the application should be deployed to our cluster. Now, this is great. We've got a single cluster and we've got a single application configuration. But if I've got more than one, painstakingly going through the portal or using the Azure CLI to apply all of these configurations is not only error prone, but it's going to be annoying. So let's go ahead and take a look at a resource group here that has multiple clusters. Now this is Central, East, and West, and I want to run the same application across all of these clusters. Now to do that, let's go ahead and use Azure Policy. Since these clusters are Azure Resource Manager resources, we can use these higher order management services to govern them. So we'll go ahead and dig into policies, and we're going to go ahead and start by assigning a policy. Now the policy takes a scope, and this scope is going to be the resource group, our regional locations. We'll go ahead and pick a policy definition, and I've got one created here named GitOps. We'll select that policy, and we'll click next. Now, the parameters here are the same parameters that we used when we were applying the configuration to the cluster in to a single cluster. But instead of applying it to one, we're handing this to the Azure Policy Engine. Once the Azure Policy Engine receives this policy and starts to execute it, it will evaluate all the resources that are in scope and see if they're compliant or not. Now, let's go ahead and go back and take a look at a policy that I've already created. So here we've got enforce a baseline cluster configuration. This is a security baseline, and it deploys the exact same way that we would deploy any application. And I've got three clusters, that central, east, and west. And here the central cluster is not running this or does not have this configuration applied. Azure Policy Engine has noticed that, and it has surfaced that in a dashboard. Now, as an operator or as an application developer, I can come into the portal and I can click remediation task and have the policy engine automatically remediate this cluster, bringing it into compliance. The great thing is that now that this policy is also bound to this resource group, any new cluster that registers will automatically have the policy applied and the application configurations will flow down, giving you that zero touch experience. All right, so that's great. What have we seen? We've onboarded a cluster to Azure for management. We've deployed an application using GitOps-based approach. And third, we've backed this up with policy-based configuration to ensure that my infrastructure doesn't drift. Last but not least, we need to be able to monitor our infrastructure and applications. Again, since we've onboarded these clusters to Azure, we can start to use those higher-level Azure management services. In this case, Azure Monitor for Containers supports monitoring clusters that are connected using Azure Arc. So we'll go ahead and dig in here. And here we can see our clusters, our connected clusters sitting right next to our AKS clusters. One place to go to see the status of our infrastructure and our applications. Let's head back to the presentation.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that demo. So in summary, what did we see? First, we saw the inventory scenario. We were able to connect a number of Kubernetes clusters up to Azure. We were able to see them in the portal, all from a single pane of glass. Additionally, we were able to define our applications in a Git repository and attach those to our Kubernetes clusters that have been registered. Third, we also showed policy-based management, where we can make that statement over requiring clusters attached to a particular resource group or scope to be running a specific set of configurations. Fourth, we then wrap that up with a set of scenarios around Azure monitoring so that we can application developers can see their apps running in their containers and pull out the metrics and telemetry from that. So we're also very excited to announce that Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes is now in public preview as of build. And for folks who are interested in checking out the documentation and getting started, go ahead and visit that top link. Now, additionally, we're also interested in talking to folks for whom these scenarios resonate. And if you are interested in becoming an Azure Arc influencer, definitely check out that second link. What that entails is participating in product feedback sessions, as well as interviews. And we're looking for folks who have Kubernetes clusters flung far and wide, as well as servers, private data centers, et cetera. We'd love to talk to you. So we've gone through the session, we have had some questions come in, and I want to go ahead and open this up. I've got coworker Chris who has a list of questions, and we're going to go ahead and run through as many of these as we can in the remaining time for the session. So Chris, what do you got for me?
Oh, so cool. Thanks, Jason, and hello, everybody. So these are some of the questions that folks have about Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes. The first one concerns ports. Do I need to open ports to my network?
Yeah, that is a great question. So Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes does take an agent-based approach today. And what that means is, again, those operators and agents will deploy into your Kubernetes cluster, into the Azure Arc namespace, and they'll run as standard Kubernetes deployments. So those operators or agents are responsible for reaching out to the Azure platform and establishing that secure connection, and then watching for those configuration gestures. So you don't really need to open any inbound ports. It's all gonna be outbound communication from the perspective of your cluster. What else do you have?
Awesome. So concerning connectivity, does Azure Arc require connectivity to Azure?
Yeah, also a great question. So for initial cluster registration, that cluster does need to be able to call out to the Azure platform. And today that happens on management.azure.com, port 443. Again, it's that Azure Resource Manager front door endpoint. As well, to fetch new configuration, our agents need to be able to call management.azure.com and our some data plane endpoints to see if new configuration gestures have arrived from the portal or from the Azure CLI. But once that configuration has been pulled down and the agents are able to call out to that Git repository, we can lose connectivity. And what will happen in that case is that our agents will continue to drive your clusters to the last known state. So for example, if someone comes in local access and modifies a deployment that's not actually reflected in our Git repos, the agents will detect that and will rewind that resource. As soon as the connectivity to the internet is restored, and if the configuration state has advanced, our agents will pick that up. They'll pull down the new code and definitions and new configurations and drive that cluster toward the new desired state.
Excellent. So we have another question to come in about Git and GitHub. So is it possible to integrate GitHub Enterprise instead of GitHub as the Kubernetes cluster configuration?
Yeah, also a great question. So Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes configuration management does support any Git endpoint that your cluster can talk to. So that can be public GitHub, it could be GitHub Enterprise, it could be Bitbucket, GitLab, or even a Git server that you've set up on your own. Today, we require SSH key-based authentication. So if that protocol is supported by your Git hoster of choice, then we should be able to talk to it. Again, from a network path standpoint, it's the cluster needs to have direct access to that Git server. So if that's running on your intranet or running on your private data center, Azure doesn't need to be able to see it. We just need to be able to have our configuration agents be able to talk to it.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Another one is. Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes connects up to Azure. So what other Azure services can I use in Azure Arc?
Yeah, also a great question. So we talked about those standard management capabilities where we have the Azure portal. We have services like Azure Policy. There are also some additional services that have announced public preview. Azure Monitor for Containers supporting Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes is one. The other is a depth integration with Azure Policy, which allows you to make much more detailed statements about your Kubernetes resources. For example, some of the things you can do is no pod should be created without a required label, or any referenced container image should be coming from a set of whitelisted container registries, that type of capability. We also have Azure Data Services, which was announced at Ignite last year and is still in private preview. And what that's doing is starting to bring down those databases of service experiences that you have on the Azure portal and running that on your own infrastructure. It uses Kubernetes as the targetable runtime. And over the next year or so, we'll continue to bring additional services and capabilities to Arc-enabled clusters.
Thank you. So folks who are using Azure Stack are wondering, does Azure Arc work with Azure Stack?
Yeah, great question. So yes, it does. And so Azure Stack Hub is, again, one of those form factors. It's an integrated hardware and software solution that provides you not only Azure services, but also the ability to use compute, storage, and networking and infrastructure as a service style. Azure Stack Hub also supports provisioning Kubernetes clusters. So you can run them on your Azure Stack Hub instances as a supported configuration. And once that Kubernetes cluster is provisioned on those Azure Stack Hub instances, you can onboard that cluster using Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes and start to see your portfolio of Kubernetes clusters from the Azure public cloud. So for example, if you have multiple Azure Stack Hub instances spread across a number of different sites and locations, you can manage all the Kubernetes instances across all of those stamps from one place.
Thanks a lot. So what different Kubernetes distributions can I use with Azure Arc?
Yeah, good question. So a couple of aspects to this. So first,
You know, the MO for us is any Kubernetes anywhere. And really the baseline here is a CNCF conformant Kubernetes distribution. Our agents, again, should be able to deploy into that cluster and start to affect, you know, those management scenarios that we talked about. Additionally, we've announced, we'll be announcing a set of integration partners here for whom we've done additional testing with Azure Arc Agentry. So that includes Red Hat OpenShift, Rancher, and Canonical Charmed Kubernetes. And we'll be continuing to add those integration partners as we go forward.
Okay. So there are many folks who use AKS in Azure, and they're wondering, what is the difference between AKS and Azure Arc?
Yeah, so AKS is Azure Kubernetes Service. This is a managed Kubernetes offering that runs on Azure infrastructure. And by managed, we mean, you know, the care and feeding of the Kubernetes control plane components, the ability to push updates and upgrades, the ability to have the lifecycle of the cluster nodes managed by the platform are all integrated into AKS. That runs on, again, that Azure infrastructure today. Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes allows you to attach management capabilities to clusters that have been provisioned on non-Azure infrastructure. So if you've got a Kubernetes cluster that's running on some, you know, bare metal that you've provisioned at a remote office, or you've got a virtualization infrastructure in your corporate data center, you've got Kubernetes clusters running on top of that, Azure Arc helps you connect those clusters up to Azure for management. Now, that gives you a single pane of glass from the Azure portal, so you can see your AKS clusters that are running on Azure Infra sitting right next to your Arc-enabled clusters running wherever they may be. And again, working for that unified inventory scenario where you can group and tag all of those various cluster types uniformly.
Thank you. And one final question we have right now is, what sort of configurations can I set from the Git repo?
Yeah, great question. So Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes, our configuration management piece, allows you as the application developer to check in or track any valid Kubernetes resource. So that can be as straightforward as a set of YAML files that define standard Kubernetes resource types. So that could be a deployment, a config map, a daemon set, whatever you need, even, you know, custom resource definitions. We also support the ability for you to check in a Helm chart or a reference to a Helm chart. So if you're using either off-the-shelf Helm charts or your teams and organizations are using Helm charts internally, all of that material can be checked in to Git repos. And then our operators in concert with Flux will deploy that into your cluster and manage the change over time. So again, if you make an update to that Git repo, you bump a container version or you update a chart reference, that change will propagate to all of the clusters that are tracking that particular repo.
Thanks, Jason. So that's the end of the questions we have for now. We have a few more minutes. If folks have other questions they want to send in, go ahead and send them in and we can answer them. Otherwise, that's the end of the questions right now.
Great. So I'll just go ahead and put the links back up here. Again, Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes is now in public preview. Again, here's a link to our Getting Started documentation. And I really would encourage folks for whom these scenarios are interesting, definitely reach out, become an Azure Arc influencer. We don't bite too much. And you can give us direct product feedback and help us shape the roadmap, not only for Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes, but everything else within the Azure Arc umbrella. So again, thank you for your time. Thank you for checking out this virtual build session. New format, and definitely interesting for all of us who have been behind the scenes trying to figure out how to present you the content that you're interested in.